part of Things Falling Out of a Cupboard by Bertie Bajant, ending that sequence of highly commended entries to the 2013 Proms Young Composers Competition. The Aurora Orchestra was conducted by Nicholas Collin. In the winner's concert recorded at the Royal College of Music on Wednesday, the presenter was Andrew McGregor.
Sunday night at the 2013 BBC Proms and Beethoven's boundary-breaking Choral Symphony. Youth choirs from the UK and Ireland joined the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain with principal conductor Vasily Petrenko. Sunday night at the BBC Proms from 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, it's 10 o'clock. Well, they're not quite ready for us yet down at the Royal Albert Hall for the second of this evening's Proms. Shouldn't be long, so do stay with us if you can. In the meantime, some Prokofiev piano music. It's played by Olli Mustonen. First two of Prokofiev's Vision Fugitive, played there by Olli Mustonen. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. Well, coming up at 11:30, Max Reinhardt introduces World on 3. But now, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London, here's Catherine Botts with the second of this evening's Proms.
Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall. Gathered behind me on stage are the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists. And last time we were all here was on a freezing Easter Monday for a Bach marathon, which ended with a heartening performance of the Mass in B minor. Now, on a sultry August evening, we're going to hear two oratorios by Bach, which are undeservedly much less well known than the Mass in B minor. And this late night prom begins with a work that's been described as a mix of the exultant, the contemplative, and the highly wrought. Astonishingly, only excerpts have been heard at the proms before, and those not since the 1950s. John Elliott Gardiner is a man with a lot of proms firsts to his name. Now, please welcome him as he comes on to conduct the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists in the first complete proms performance of Bach's Easter Oratorio.
Thank you. Thank you. die Gruft und hier der Stein, der solche zugedeckt. Wo aber wird mein Heiland sein?
Er ist vom Tode auferweckt. Wir trafen einen Engel an, der hat uns solches Gut getan.
Hier seh ich mit Vergnügen das Schweißbuch abgewickelt liegen.
Thank you.
erfreut, dass unser Jesus wieder lebt und unser Herz so erst in Traurigkeit zerflossen und geschwebt, vergisst den Schmerz und sinnt auf Freudenlieder, denn unser Heiland lebet wieder.
Let joy be unconfined, a positively beatific smile from Sir John Eliot Gardiner at the end of Bach's Easter Oratorio, which was probably first heard complete in Leipzig on Easter Day 1735, and was definitely first heard complete at the BBC Proms just now. John Eliot Gardiner conducted the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists Lieder Maya Homburger with soprano Hannah Morrison, mezzo-soprano Meg Bregel, tenor Nicholas Mulroy and bass Peter Harvey. And it's a very egalitarian evening because there are two leaders sharing the job. Kati Debreceni, who was sitting desk partnering Maya in that piece, will lead the Ascension Oratorio in a few minutes. And all the solo singers are standing with the choir and joining in very heartily. Special bow for Michael Niesemann, the principal oboist. And just before that, for flautist Rachel Beckett, who also was joined by Christine Garrett on a rather plangent recorder duet. Recorder often used in Baroque music to symbolise the departed spirit. And indeed, that's never more appropriate than at the Easter Oratorio. Well, by 1735, when that piece was first heard, the Easter Oratorio already had quite a history, going back 10 years. The seeds of it were first planted in birthday cantatas for prominent members of the local nobility. It went with the job for an 18th century composer, didn't it? But Bach also used some of the material in his church cantata for Easter Day 1725, with a story of the discovery of Christ's empty tomb elaborated on by four soloists portraying Mary, mother of James, Mary Magdalene, Peter and John. It wasn't until 1735 that Bach revisited the cantata, took out the characters' names and made significant changes to the orchestral and choral writing. He'd composed five cycles of cantatas for the church year in the previous decade, and now he was going to enjoy himself making new music from old. The two oratorios we're hearing tonight are both much less substantial than the better-known Christmas oratorio, in length anyway, but Bach only used the word oratorio to describe these three works, and they all have their roots firmly planted in the church cantata tradition. In a moment, I'm going to ask John Elliott Gardiner himself about the use of the word oratorio, and in fact, we're going on stage now. There will be a proper chance to tune in just a moment, but we're going to hear from John Elliott Gardiner first. We've just heard the Easter Oratorio, absolutely gorgeous, and in a minute, the Ascension Oratorio. I've never sung either of them. Why are they so shamefully neglected, these pieces?
Well, your musical education is always a bit suspect, Kate, you know. We've got to... No, she's a fantastically good singer, actually.
You're absolutely right.
They are neglected, and I don't know why, because it is a fantastic piece. Bach sort of acts like a grandmaster of chess because he anticipates so many moves ahead, and he can see all sorts of different destinations for his music. I mean, that piece started off as a pastoral secular piece, totally inappropriate for Easter. Then it became another secular piece. Then it became an Easter cantata, not very successfully. And then he really, really got into it when he revised it as an oratorio.
Well, I've already promised listeners at home that I'm going to ask you why he called these three pieces oratorios. I mean, are they not just souped-up cantatas?
Yeah, well, they are souped-up cantatas, but they do have one distinguishing quality, which is that they have a narration. Not so much in the one we just heard, but much more in the one you're about to hear, where the tenor acts as an evangelist, just as he does in the Christmas oratorio. So he's actually enunciating biblical words, the narrative. The one we've just heard, the characters are much more etiolated, much more kind of in the background, as it were. They're not literally John, Peter, and Mary, and Mary.
I heard a few. I know my education is lacking, have pointed out, but even I spotted a few echoes or pre-echoes of other pieces by Bach, particularly in the orchestral writing. Yeah. And I know that we're going to have a big pre-echo of the Agnus Dei from the B minor Mass
Indeed.
Coming up.
But there's a trap there too, because there's a missing piece, which, you know, sadly we don't have. It's the origin of the Agnus Dei and of this Ach bleibe doch, which stands as a sort of grandfather to these two siblings. And again, it's just extraordinary how Bach finds a new destination for his music, but also a new expressive voice and a new type of affect that touches us so deeply.
Last question. We last met, you and I, on this stage.
We did.
On a freezing cold Easter Monday, April Fool's Day.
It was.
Is your relationship with Bach still as passionate as it was then?
What? And with you. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. I'm just having my Jeremy Paxman moment.
Oh, are you having your Paxman moment? Look, there's certain composers that are non-negotiable, and he's one. And he really is. And there's always something new to discover. There's always some joy to uncover, to relish, to just, you know, bathe in. It's just such fantastic music.
Well, I don't know how many people in the hall tonight were here on Easter Monday, but I was sitting very quietly just there and joining in quite quietly and discreetly at that glorious moment when you taught us all how to sing the chorale.
But it wasn't,
in Chris
it was
Lagan
Howard. Howard did the job. He did the job.
Well, yes, Howard did that, but you came on and were magisterial afterwards.
Well, he did the work.
It was a great, great moment, but
yeah,
no community singing tonight.
Well, the one chorale we're going to sing tonight is incredibly quiet, so maybe it might be a good idea if you could, if you have to hum, just hum very, very softly. But I don't even allow the orchestra to play in it, except just one flute and one cello, that's all, and bass, that's all.
Well, talking of the orchestra, we interrupted their brief moment of tuning. The choir would probably like to clear its collective throat as well, so let's let them do that. Thank you very much, John
Elliott. Thank you, Kate.
And when they have done that, I have briefly to introduce the Ascension Oratorio.
Can I push off just a moment?
Two sentences. Yes, please.
Thank you. See you in a moment.
Now everybody is ready, including all of you. John Elliott Gardiner first conducted the Ascension Oratorio at the Proms back in 1971. It's a favorite of his, and he says, it's full of music that makes you want to get up and dance. It's Bach at his absolute best. Please welcome him back.
Jesus hob seine Hände auf und segnete seine Jünger. Und es geschah, da sie segnete, schied von ihnen. Ach, Jesu, ist dein Abschied schon so nah? Ach, ist denn schon die Stunde da, da wir dich von uns lassen sollen? Ach, siehe, wie die heiße Tränen von unseren blassen Wangen rollen, wie viel uns nach dir sehnen, wie uns fast aller Trost gebricht. Ah, weiche doch noch nicht.
Thank you.
aufgehoben zu sehens und fuhr auf gen Himmel. Eine Wolke nahm ihn weg vor ihren Augen, und er sitzet zur rechten Hand Gottes. Zwei Männer in weißen Kleidern, welche auch sagten, ihr Männer von Galiläa, was stehet ihr und seht den Himmel? Dieser Jesus, der euch ist aufgenommen, der Ölberg, welcher ist nahe bei Jerusalem und liegt einen Sabbaterweg davon. Und sie kehrten wieder gen Jerusalem mit großer Freude.
Thank you.
And they went up again into Jerusalem, filled with great gladness. Words of the evangelist towards the end of Bach's Ascension Oratorio. And everyone is filled with great gladness here in Royal Albert Hall, I think I can safely say, to have heard that Ascension Oratorio, which ends this late night from. Solo singers Hannah Morrison, Meg Bregel, Nicholas Mulroy, and Peter Harvey, all four of them also singing with the Monteverdi Choir. And the English Baroque soloists, of course, leader this time, Patti Gabrazzini, the performance conducted by Sir John Eliot Gardner, who is now getting all the solo singers, now Nicholas Mulroy, up for a well-deserved bow. Well, he said earlier, Bach's music is non-negotiable, and this piece was intended for the austere Church of St. Thomas in Leipzig, and it thrives in Sir John Eliot Gardner's hands and of his colleagues here in the plush Victorian splendour of the Albert Hall. The Monteverdi Choir was founded in 1964, so next year is its 50th birthday, and they're beginning the year with, Monteverdi, actually, his Vespers in King's College, Cambridge, where John Eliot Gardner was an undergraduate and where he first conducted the piece 50 years ago next year. Next, though, this year, they're off to the Salzburg Festival to do the Handel Mozart version of Alexander's Feast. Meanwhile, as calls continue for all the players, you can listen again to tonight's Bach Fest for another non-negotiable 7 days via the Radio 3 website. Tomorrow night's prom? Well, listen to the tempting and enticing words of conductor Jules Buckley. At 8 p.m, artists from different worlds have their music messed with and explored in a new way. Jules Buckley, who will be conducting the Urban Classic prom live here on BBC Radio 3. While me, I'm more of a suburban classic. And now it's time for me, Catherine Bott, to wish you a very good night from the Royal Albert Hall as I hand you back to Jonathan Swain in Broadcasting House.
Thank you very much, Catherine. And before that Urban Classics prom tomorrow night, I should add that we've the prom's Saturday matinee live from London's Cadogan Hall. Pianist Barry Douglas directing Camerata Ireland, in a programme continuing the season's focus on the music of Benjamin Britten and his contemporaries. The music including Prio Rainier's Movement for Strings, Lennox Barclay's String Serenade, Benjamin Britten's Variations on a Theme of Frank Bridge, and Shostakovich's First Piano Concerto with its dazzling trumpet part played by Alison Balsam. That's tomorrow afternoon here on Radio 3 at 3 o'clock.
The Edinburgh Festival's 2013. On radio, on TV and online throughout August on the BBC. And on BBC Radio 3, daily Queen's Hall recitals from the Edinburgh International Festival itself.
One of Edinburgh's loveliest music venues.
3 weeks of amazing music making for mid-morning festival goers.
Coffee, a croissant and a concert the order of the day.
Music from Edinburgh favourites and from stars of the future. Weekday mornings with Jamie McDougall, Marianne Kennedy, and to start the season, Donald MacLeod.
Greek string quartet, as I imagine, you've never heard it before. I know I never have.
The Edinburgh International Festival on BBC Radio 3. Weekday mornings next week at 11 o'clock.
Well, briefly looking ahead to tomorrow morning, and at 9 o'clock we've Summer CD Review with Andrew McGregor. The new releases in the programme, including Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, played by Danil Trifonov, with the Mariinsky Orchestra, conducted by Valery Gergiev, and Brahms' Piano Sonata in F Minor, Opus 5, played by Barry Douglas. That's all between 9 and 12.15 tomorrow. Summer CD Review with Andrew McGregor. And after it, James Jolly explores Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture, written to commemorate Russia's defence against Napoleon's Grande Armée. Tchaikovsky's 1812, A Dishonest Overture, is at 12.15 tomorrow. Back to this evening, it's 11:30, and time now for World on Three with Max Reinhardt.
Africando! Abaranaiko! Dari yo dari kagwele.
na o caninho ma ba que fará lá kini kini ne
Salsa, sweet salsa. Africando and Secuba Bambino. You're listening to World on 3, and I'm Max Reinhardt, sitting in for Marianne Kennedy, who is sadly not very well tonight. We wish her well, but I'm quite lucky because the BBC have tugged me away from a music festival, and now I've got hot and cold running water and maybe even a shower. Feeling good. Africando, that, of course, the band that brought New York and African musicians together just to play salsa, and they've been doing it for 20 years. This new album, it's called the new album's called Viva Africando, and long may they live. And it's got some interesting things on this album. There's a tribute to their old lead singer, Gnonas Pedro, who sadly passed on, I think, about 18 months ago. And there's also a celebration of the music of the band Santana, which includes Black Magic Woman. Imagine that. And talking of blues in a kind of distant way, since Peter Green did write Black Magic Woman, let's move to Ry Cooder. He's got a new album out. Interestingly, it's his first live record for more than 35 years, and it's called Live in San Francisco. It's got covers of Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh's Woolly Bully, always a great favourite of mine, and Lead Belly's Goodnight Irene, but this is not a cover, I don't think. It's a norteño, and it's called Do Re Mi.
toddled us away to the California line. That's across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. I think they're coming to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Hey! If you ain't got the Do-Re-Mi, beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's the Garden of Eden. It's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that Do-Re-Mi. Go ahead. Vacation by the mountains or sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car. You better stay right where you are. Better take this little tip from me. Cause I look through the want ads every day. And the headlines in the papers always say, what do they say? If you ain't got that Do-Re-Mi, boy, Do-Re-Mi, well, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee.
Tears by Matuto, which apparently is a northeastern Brazilian slang term for bumpkin. It's from an album called The Devil and the Diamond, and you're going to hear much more about the devil as this programme goes on. Matuto are quite an interesting band. If you thought there was a connection between that and the Rai Cuda Norteño track, well, there is, because Matuto have got what they like to call Pan-American Sonic Sympathies, which you could say actually means northeastern Brazilian rhythms like furro and maracatu or coco, mixed with things like bluegrass and spirituals, more like America, what we consider Americana. And that's a very nice album. I recommend it. It's on the Motema label. Talking of that Rai Cuda track, what I should have said was, of course, it was a cover of Woody Guthrie. So Rai Cuda was turning an old Woody Guthrie song, Do Re Mi, into a Norteño. And I just said that to save you tweeting in. But if you do want to tweet in about something else, then tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or indeed email worldon3@bbc.co.uk. We've got a session from the Young Uns coming up very soon, a Teesside band. But first, this. I don't know whether you saw a film called El Gusto or heard the album by the Orchestra El Gusto, but it's Andalusian music, and it's Algerian shabi, which is a mixture of a lot of music. Some of it is Arabic, some of it is French, some of it is very music hall. And I think that's what you'll find that this very much is. This is from an album called Habibi, or Darling, L'Algérie de ma jeunesse, Algeria of my youth. Cha-Cha Oriental by Mustafa.
سبع سنين في العطارين دلوقتي جينا شي ماكسيم تعال يا مصطفى يا ابن السرحان جيب تعميرة عجمي ولفي على الجيران ولما يجي كيفو كيفو يشرب على كيفو كيفو لما يجي كيفو كيفو يشرب على كيفو كيفو يا مصطفى يا مصطفى أنا بحبك يا مصطفى سبع سنين في العطارين دلوقتي جينا شي ماكسيم Quand je t'ai vu sur le balcon Tu m'as dit viens me chanter une chanson Quand je t'ai vu sur le balcon Tu m'as dit viens me chanter une chanson Chérie je t'aime, chérie je t'adore Como la salsa de pomodoro Chérie je t'aime, chérie je t'adore Como la salsa de pomodoro Ya Mustafa, ya Mustafa أنا بحبك يا مصطفى سبع سنين في العطارين دلوقتي جينا شي ماكسيم Tu m'as offert une bonne cigarette et tu m'as fait perdre la tête. Tu m'as offert une bonne cigarette et tu m'as fait perdre la tête. Chérie, je t'aime, chérie, je t'adore, comme la salsa des pomodoro. Chérie, je t'aime, chérie, je t'adore, comme la salsa des pomodoro. Ya Mustafa, ya Mustafa. أنا بحبك يا مصطفى يا مصطفى يا مصطفى أنا بحبك يا مصطفى سبع سنين في العطارين دلوقتي جينا شيه ماكسيم تعال يا مصطفى
Fazer pra baiana um vestido de prata Precisa fazer pra baiana um vestido de prata E todo dia no espelho quando ela se olhar Seja a cara dela Precisa a fazer pra baiano um vestido de prata. Precisa fazer pra baiano um vestido de prata.